catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Jane, Mick, g'day.
Let's get into it for another day of it. We've got some good stuff to wade through today. Apocalypse Watch is back. Two inductions to the COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
So hang about for that. What else, Jane?
We've got some Australian news to get through. There's quite a bit, including an update on Daryl Maguire, the disgraced New South Wales MP.
Sure.
The unfortunate way he lost his phone and his computers.
All right, and the end of a brewery in Adelaide.
Oh, no. Oh dear, you're very upset about this one.
It's only West End.
Oh. Hang on.
Good riddance.
Hey, nerd alert.
What?
Apple unveils its new iPhone 12.
Tell me it's not 5G.
It is.
It's 5G.
Oh, my God. No.
What does that matter to you?
Pete Evans is going to go bonkers.
He'll go nuts.
Hey, let's buy him one and send it to him.
Hey, we didn't get to this yesterday, but we want to do it today, don't we?
We do indeed. It's words you can't say. It's in honour of Elton John, who can't pronounce preposterousness.
Mm.
Yep, which we don't even think is a real word.
Word. Give me the dictionary, somebody.
But I really do enjoy when people mispronounce names.
Well, we've got plenty, Jane, so strap yourself in. It's going to be fun.
Dave Reynolds. Bathurst already.
This weekend.
What is going on?
Happy Bathurst Day, everybody. Yeah. This is single male men Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And a few choice birds like myself.
But what I'm saying is most guys who miss out on Christmas because they don't have family, generally.
This is their Christmas.
This is as good as it gets. I'm not making judgment about who loves sport.
I get
I'm
it.
Just,
no,
I'm just... I'm talking about me.
You, who we'll talk about in a minute, who stayed up all night watching TV.
We'll get to that. All right. Hey, we've got Will Anderson on the show. Grooving.
Oh, I miss Will. I haven't seen him for ages.
Back on deck. It's getting ready to go again. Between the sheets. Hello, kids in the car. And chick flick alert.
Chick flick.
Oh, it's too much. I don't know if we'll get through
full.
It. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. I'm a bit tired. I was up late last night.
Late? No, tell everybody what time you went to bed.
6 in the morning. But trust me.
It's crazy.
Not out drinking. Not out because you can't. Not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Watching the confirmation hearings in the US Senate for the next...
Oh, God, you're the life of the party, aren't you?
Oh, man, America.
No wonder you're single. Girls were not going to sit and watch that. I'll give you the tip.
Hello, ladies. Care to join me?
So what's
couch.
This? Is this the Supreme Court judge?
Oh, well done. Said like a genuine...
But you can't even stand watching it, like a genuine egghead.
I have no interest in it whatsoever. What happens?
They have confirmation for the ninth position on the High Court of Supreme
Court. See how interesting it is?
Which will probably decide the election and whether you get to live freely for the next 20 years or so. Anyway, apart from that, nothing much at stake. Well, I'm watching that. I'm guessing you were watching those stupid kids on MasterChef, were they?
I was.
Did they get resold out? You out. That's terrible.
You know what they did? They got three out at the one time, so it wasn't so devastating.
So they could all have a blub together?
Yep, so they could all behind the scenes.
Did anyone anyone choke? One of them choked, didn't they?
Well, one made fruit nachos, which I thought was unusual.
What, nachos with some berries on it?
Yeah, and a bit of lemon curd. Mind you, she did make the lemon curd from scratch.
Wow.
Which is very hard to do, I have to say, on the television.
That's impressive. Good
Can Lord. I say, there's a kid called Ben. He's unbelievable. He made bows. You know, those soft buns that you have the pork and the... Yeah. And he goes, oh, damn it, I haven't done my pickled vegetables. Oh, my God, what's going on? What child knows about pickled vegetables?
Well, do you know what?
He's unreal, by the way.
It won't affect any of the girls he won't be dating over the next 20 years.
Stop it.
That is terrible.
Don't say that, but they can cook.
Anyway, I had a weird dream when I finally did get to sleep and I passed it on and I'm in a bit of trouble at home.
What are you doing?
Well, because I thought it was funny. So I ring my twin boys up, friend Lenny.
Yeah.
As I go, hey boys, get around, put it on speaker.
Mm.
I had this fantastic dream. It's so funny, Lenny. Fred was fat as a house and he couldn't keep up with us when we were walking, so we just tore off. Then he couldn't get on his bike, he was that fat. Anyway, and we're laughing. Mm. I'm going, Fred, Fred. And they passed me the phone. And their mother pointed out quite quickly that Fred had run off to the room bawling.
Yes, of course.
Well, why?
Because we know it's only a dream, but kids, because if you say a kid's fat,
he's
it's
a little
just,
boomba in my dreams.
Don't
in,
say that. Even matter. Joking, little, it's
little,
not going to go.
Chunky little thighs.
Stop it using those words.
You know what those Shar-Pei dogs that you go,
no, yeah,
they've got the fat rolls?
Little chubs.
Babies are allowed to have that, those little chubby rolls.
So now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah,
why
you
am
are.
I the bad guy?
No, you've got to have, do you know what? Tonight you're going to have a pretend dream that overnight
is that it?
He's like running at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And he won the Olympics. He won a gold medal. That was the dream.
All right, Shane, at least I didn't have a dream about Karl Stefanovic. Oh, sorry, was I not supposed to mention that?
It wasn't just about Karl.
Who else was there?
It's his wife.
Oh, my What's God. Okay, you haven't done this since, who was it? Andy Lee and
Andy
Beck.
And
oh,
Beck.
That's right.
You're three of you and Beck.
Why do I keep joining? No, it's not. I'm not sexy.
You were
with
in bed
them.
Together with Andy and Beck. And
but
you
nothing had, bad was going on.
What,
nothing.
What was the pillow you had? What was,
was it? One of those
was it something pillow?
Pregnancy pillows.
Pregnancy.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
So what were you doing with Karl?
I don't know.
So
I'm
Karl
looking it up.
And his wife. Yeah.
I don't. I think is we it? Were looking at a bed. It was. It, you know what it was?
Is Pete Stefanovic anywhere? Where's Pete? Well,
was Pete there? Wasn't lurking anywhere. We were looking at a bed, but it was like an outdoor bed.
Oh, Jane.
An outdoor bed?
Yes, and it was at their new house. They've got a new house, I think, and I'd been invited over, and they're going, "Do you like the new bed?" And it was round.
A round bed.
I said, "Oh, that looks great."
Lost them powers, sort of.
And then the dream
was
stopped.
Was it a water bed by any chance?
I don't know.
Did you make love? Round... Did you make mad Karl?
I didn't make love to
love.
Karl and Jasmine. No, I did not.
Oh, right.
But I just remember it was more an interior design dream.
You just said it was outside.
It was.
Well,
I was
how can
doing
it be interior design if you're...
Good point.
Because it's still styling of their outdoor entertaining
if
area.
You're having an orgy on a round bed that's outside.
Yeah. You know how I've seen a very well-known Olympic athlete on an outdoor round bed pashing his girlfriend at an after party. I'm saying you can have these big...
What's going on?
Okay.
What is going on? You know my favourite dream that I had once was I was in the military and so we're all wearing green. Well, what's her name? The Darling Buds of May? What's her name?
Michael Douglas's wife.
Yeah, what's...
Oh, Catherine.
Catherine.
Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Hot as hell. I'm in the military and everyone's in green and then she turns up wearing a red dress.
And then what?
I get it. Well, then I'm standing behind a flywire door which is half off the hinges and a donkey approaches it.
All right.
We might go to
this is why dreams are bad. This is why it's so bad. And there's our opening.
That's it.
Give us a call if you can unscramble that.
Yeah. This is Kennedy Malloy. Apocalypse Watch coming up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
This is another world as we know it. Of mass extinction.
Kennedy Malloy's...
Apocalypse Watch.
Well, this is one of, I would have to say, the highest profile sportsmen. There's a couple, actually.
Really?
That have tested positive for coronavirus, asymptomatic, albeit, but very, very interesting.
Wow.
Do you want to know who?
Yes, please.
One of the biggest sports people in the world.
Put him in.
How about Cristiano Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
Oh, that's huge.
Is he in the club?
Yes, let's enter
Welcome.
Him into Club COVID.
Been a while since we've entered. Long way out. Can we go all the way here? And we're in Club COVID!
You know what he found out the first thing he did?
What?
Took a dive.
Oh, very nice. That was very nice, Maddie. I like that. Very good soccer
ball. I would have gone with Club COVID, Club COVID, Club COVID. So here we go.
No, well, that's why you don't do it. Oh, here we go.
Remember there was a here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Club COVID.
There was a sketch comedy show with the two guys, Elizabeth and Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And they had all the soccer hooligans on the plane and they were being really, really behaving badly.
Mm.
And then the pilot comes on and goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, our engines are cut. We're about to... die. The plane is plummeting. Yeah. We're all going to die. And there's silence, and then they go, here we go, here we go, here we go.
That's funny.
Very all right, good.
Mickey, there is another high-profile sportsman.
There is indeed.
Who
let's
do you
go to the
enter?
World of golf and enter Dustin Johnson.
Oh.
A polite
very
golf
nice.
Clap. He has proved positive. Which is not going to help our course of getting back onto a golf course.
No, that's a good point.
No, it's not.
Seriously, how do you catch it on a golf course? He has a smoking hot model. I'm sure there'll be in a spa afterwards or something.
It's got to be something weird. It was at the Shadow Creek Club in Las Vegas, so maybe.
He's in Vegas. He's in Vegas. Join the dots.
Yeah, hot spot.
He's got a model wife. He's there for ages. Yeah. Here's how the news was broken. Let's have a listen to him teeing off.
Under the 19. Looks like he's got the right club. Tough one to get.
Oh,
not happy with that result. Oh, and he's heading straight into the Club COVID clubhouse.
There it is.
Oh, dear.
You the man.
Straight in. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Now,
yep,
I'm very upset about this. I'm in lockdown.
How long have
Melbourne
we been in lockdown
right
here in Melbourne?
I can't even remember. Is it since, I don't know, July?
Yeah, I think
so. August? Something
it's been
like that.
Friggin' March,
we're
I reckon. We're allowed
end.
Out for about 4 weeks. There we're 100
nearly,
days plus.
It's 100 days.
100 days. Yeah. Well done, everyone.
Well, thanks very much to the Townsville woman.
What?
She's test positive in Melbourne after visiting Queensland City. So
hang on.
She has brought coronavirus to Melbourne.
Do you know how
we
many
don't
people,
want it. Thank you very much.
Do you know how many people we've spoken to from Townsville who go, oh, well, bad luck. We're up here having a good time.
Yeah, it's been sticking it up us.
That is unbelievable. So we had 7 daily cases today, which is like great. And one of them is because this Townsville, you have a lot to answer for.
And the virus has been detected in Townsville's wastewater at the weekend. Oh, so unfortunately, you're all on guard there in Townsville. So all go and get tested now.
That's it.
So that people can trace it.
Thanks
that's
a lot,
what
Townsville.
We know. This is all we need to do. We need to be able to trace where
you've
been.
You need to be honest. Fess up.
You made a very powerful enemy, Townsville.
And you know what? You might get fined or
you don't cancel
might not.
My tour
it
of Townsville.
It just depends.
No, I'm going, man. I'm going back.
I'll give it a wide berth.
No,
that's
no.
A ring of steel around Townsville.
Come on. You can't be doing that, everybody.
Come on,
we're
pricey.
Getting close.
Pretty sure I did one of the wildest gigs I've ever done at Townsville.
Yeah.
I told
I'm pretty sure you did tell me this.
Fight between. I'm on stage. There's a fight between bikies and the airbase around the corner.
Good times.
Yeah. Let's just say it wasn't the best reaction to one of my gigs.
I don't think bikies having a good run at the moment, so I just want to be careful there.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get to some Australian news?
Let's do an Australian news.
Australian news.
What's this about the MCG being dug up? Mick,
no,
should be all over
I am
this.
All over it. They're digging up a square of MCG turf. They're taking it to the Gabba and they're putting it in the Gabba, so it'll be a little piece of the MCG on grand final day. As long as it's not COVID-related grass incident.
Yeah.
What if that one square gets...
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to take a bit of grass from the MCG, like one square, where would it be? For me, it would be Helen D'Amico's nude run. I'd get that.
She was a streaker, wasn't
remember
she?
Helen D'Amico? The streaker. 1982, grand final, Richmond v. Carlton.
Yep.
I was there. Saw it live.
You were there live.
Let me tell you, you know it's the 80s just by the amount of hair in the downstairs department.
Well, National Geographic style.
A little bit like that.
She was combing over KB style.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Good
what
old
would you
days.
Do? It'd probably be where Jimmy Steins ran over the mark.
Oh.
No, I would not do that. I'd take it from the centre bounce. Just to be symbolic.
All right.
Right
anyway, it's a nice
middle.
Touching moment.
Yeah.
I think it's very nice
and as
symbolic
we said,
moment.
On the night, Mike Brady will be singing from an empty MCG up there.
Well,
Gazzaley,
that's also very symbolic.
Which is an idea stolen from us, which we sent him a front bar. We said we wanted him for our last show to be on the MCG on his own singing One Day in October.
That's what it's
if he's good, all right. What's happening at the West End Brewery, Jane?
Oh, well, this is very
it's
sad
good news.
News, actually.
This is the best
no,
news
it's
in
not.
Brewery.
No, it's not.
News.
This is very
silly.
Sad.
Is
well, the West End Brewery has said it's going to close in June next year.
Oh, well.
And I know you'll agree with this. It's
I love Adelaide. I love
and
South
you don't
Australia.
Want people to lose their jobs.
I don't want people losing their jobs,
you don't.
But that is a shit bit.
Well, they're still making it.
They've had 160 years to get it right.
No, they're still going to make it. Another
people love it. Some people love it.
I get that, but personally,
listen,
I'd rather drink my own urine.
Okay, I do
style.
Not share the same views as Mick Malloy, and I still want people in Adelaide to listen.
At
to
Mick Malloy,
Adelaide has got some great beers. They've got the one of the best beer companies in the world coming out of.
Sure.
Coopers. Make no mistake. It's not a go. This is not a state by state thing.
Right.
That beer is
West End.
But it's been. It first opened in 1859.
Should have closed in 1859.
Do you know what's amazing? It opened in 1859 as Adelaide's 14th brewery. In 1859, they already had 14 breweries in Adelaide.
Mate. I love it. My favourite brewery story is the down in Tasmania.
Oh, yeah.
Not Bogues. Cascade Brewery.
Thank you, James.
And the chief brewer got sacked because he was found weighing on the side of the brewery.
Oh.
And I go, but that's his job. That's how you know he's doing his job. He's been in there tasting beers.
Good point.
It's drinking so much. It's going
You've got to taste your beer. You're
up against the wall.
So
yeah, I get that.
Well, you can't have a whiz. You've got to do it on the side.
Sure.
They would have caught him, but but he wrote his name in wee. All right. Are we done and dusted here?
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk iPhones.
New one's been
released, and I'm fascinated.
All right. Coming back with that.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Former Bathurst champion David Reynolds is going to join us soon. He's coming up. And also Will Anderson on Kennedy Molloy.
Just a bit of housekeeping before we get into Nerd Alert. Shane's on the Shane's on the line. Shane, what's your stupid bit of information?
It's actually not the MCG that Jimmy Steins ran over. It was out at Waverley.
Good stuff, Shane.
Case of Brick Lane
coming your way. Good point
you
make. Mistake. I apologise. I was talking about the square of MCG turf being moved to the Gabba. Shane, in his own anal way, has pointed out I'm a bit of an idiot. Darren's on the line. Darren, what did you want to add to the conversation?
G'day, guys. I'm from South Australia, and as soon as I heard Mick say he'd rather drink his own urine than drink West End, I'd have to give him a high five and agree with him there. I've been saying that for years too.
Slab of Brick Lane coming to Darren in South Australia. Mm-hmm. Darren, you've got Coopers. You've got so much going for you, but that beer is just not pulling its weight.
It's not.
Nick would also like to say something. We got Nick. Hello, Nick. You're calling from Tassie?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to say about West End?
So we went over there about 10 years ago. I was with the old boy, and he likes the beer. And
he's the old man, yeah?
Yeah, we were there for 3 days, and when he came home, he had to have his gallbladder removed.
Ringing endorsement?
Terrible.
I went over to Adelaide and drank West End, and when I came home, I had my taste buds removed. So his gallbladder removed, but he's all good.
Yeah, he's all good now.
Okay, Slab of Brick Lane for you and your old man. Can he still have a beer?
That'll make him good.
Absolutely.
Done. The draft.
There it is, Nick. Well done. The draft for you, the new draft, which is shooting the lights out.
Amazing.
Well done. Okay, time for this.
Attention. Attention.
Nerd alert.
The nerds are taking over.
What a nerd.
Time to sound the nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Is that a new intro? Have you done a new intro?
I think it is.
Maddie's treated me to that.
Jazzed up a bit.
Thank you, Matt.
Have you been in there working on your... James Blake, by the way, joins us live on air. You've been wasting valuable time.
No. Maddie just knows where his butter is bred. No, his bread is buttered. And he's looking after me. Thank you, Matt.
All right, what have you got? Why have you crowbarred your way into today's show?
I asked him to come in.
Why? What's happening?
Because the new iPhone, and I love a bit of tech news. Mm. The new iPhone, what is it, 12?
12. We're up to 12 now. It was announced at 4 a.m. our time, and they've announced four new versions of it.
All right.
How many are you going to get?
Oh, I'm thinking.
You get four and you get like a tool belt, won't you? for all your.
Well, just for example, let's just start on the cost. And the Pro Max, which is the one with the lot.
Yes.
How much Australian is that going to cost me?
iPhone 12 Pro Max is $1,849.
Right.
So nearly $2,000. Aren't they?
Yeah. Well, you've still got a Nokia, so you're.
I don't have.
Before we go to price, what's it got? Why are we paying for this?
Yeah. One number, one letter, 5G.
Okay.
5G.
Now, this is why it's interesting to me. What am I going to get with 5G that I can't get with 4G?
At the moment, not a whole lot. It's all about, like, the future. So
hang on a second.
You should have paid the money then.
So it's like you're buying something. It's like the sewage and the water and the electricity is all connected, but there's no house.
Yeah, well, you're putting down the foundation, yes, so that you can make use of the sewerage.
Mate, my analogy was better. Okay.
But don't tell me that the camera's going to be better because the cameras are already brilliant.
They're pretty
well,
good.
I mean, no, the camera is going to be better because they're putting a laser in there. They're putting LiDAR, and that's going to help it well, sense
laser.
Space.
Will that give a sharper definition to my dick pics?
It actually will. It would. It would help with nighttime dick pics.
Oh, get on the fire. Oh, 5G technology.
It might help a lot of matters with
you. Oh, yeah, that's the test. Put me down for four. How many of these things can you get? But what else? No, there's always new.
Yeah.
It's always new bits.
It's like gaming and connected to
gaming. Yeah, got better this. Right. It's got a better microphone. Yep. It's got a better...
I think this will be most useful for you, Mick. It's going to come with a ceramic shield, which means it will be four times more resistant to drops. Which is good for a night out.
But why don't they do that now? They do it so you keep buying phones. It's all a scam.
That's right.
Come on. I just want to tell me something better.
It's a bit cynical over here.
No, James right.
No, tell me something more.
What
come out every year.
What number have you got?
I'm still on 10 because I like the home button. I don't like not having a home button.
You've got to get with it, James.
You're going to have to move on.
No, I don't want to.
Is this a big launch?
Not really. It's a little bit lackluster.
Why do they launch at 4 a.m.?
Well, it was 4 a.m. our time. It was 10 a.m. their time. Hey,
okay. That's a yellow card for you today.
It's America. Hey,
I thought it's like the Harry Potter.
You're awake. You could have
seen it.
That's true.
Surprised I didn't hear about the launch. I was watching both news services at the time.
Yeah. It probably did come through. Sorry, that was a bit rude
I like
of me.
You. Very well done. You do way worse. She you know. Tightens it up for
sorry.
Radio. She's near off air. I get scolded every
hour. Sorry about that, everyone.
What else?
I've got some nugget
when
news.
When can you buy it? You
can pre-order from Friday, pick it up next week.
When we Jesus. Say you can, you'll be going, won't you?
Yeah, I've already.
Don't waste your money on that.
What's bigger, a launch of a new Harry Potter novel or a new Apple phone for you?
A new phone is a big moment for
all me. Right, what else have you got a nerd alert?
Okay,
come on.
Nugget news. A supermarket chain over in the UK sent a nugget up into space to celebrate its 50th anniversary.
It's a waste of a nugget.
Sorry, there's such a thing called nugget news.
Nugget news.
That's okay.
Okay, is Elon Musk involved? Because we know he shot his car in
space.
Has to
be.
Yeah.
Who shot a chicken nugget and what for?
So this was the supermarket chain Iceland. It partnered with the company Sent Into Space.
This is great.
I think they just used a balloon. In fact, they did just use a balloon. They attached a nugget to a balloon 33 km up into space.
Don't underplay it. I mean, to me, that's bigger news than your stupid phone. If we have the technology to send a nugget into space, me, is the biggest breakthrough since we put man on the moon.
Really? It's pretty amazing. It really didn't take very long to get up into above the Earth, did it?
No, it didn't. And then its return velocity.
2 hours.
This is what really gets me. It came back to Earth at 322 k's an hour. That's a fast nugget.
And it didn't need heat-resistant tiles because it was fried so deeply. You know, what did it do? They sent it – here's what they do. They send it up raw and then come back. It gets so hot on re-entry, you stand there with your mouth open.
That's genius.
And then the nugget
whackety
goes
whack.
Doink, and you eat it.
Could it kill someone if it donged them on the head? Because that would be a really funny way to die.
That would kill someone if it did.
A nugget.
That would kill someone.
You know, Mars at the moment is the closest –
stand by, everyone.
Here we go.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
Mars. Is its closest to Earth as it's been for many, many years, offering astronomers an opportunity to study it. That's the next couple of days.
See it every night.
Look to the northeast.
The problem
what?
For astronomers and everything?
Yes.
The most boring planet ever is the one closest to us.
Right.
Because there'd be so much. Imagine if it was Neptune or imagine if it was Saturn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what are the rings doing today? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
look, there's a storm that's going at 800 million
miles. It's planet.
It's a stupid piece of rock, mate, and it's covered in dust and it doesn't do anything.
It's red
and when you get there, everyone's going to go, oh, how good's this? Red dust. It's a dud.
Can't do anything.
It's a complete dud.
I tend to agree with you, Mick, there.
Right. Hold your horses. We've only got halfway through Nerd Alert. We might bring it back just before the song was
finished. No worries.
If you're good.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to
do. Go and get me a drink.
Okay. We'll a few back. Other things I want to get through.
All right, hey.
Get me a drink, he says. All right. That's James, our assistant producer, with our Nerd Alert.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Right, the great Will Anderson. It's been a while since Will's been on the show. He's going to be joining
us.
Gruen is back on the telly tonight. And David Reynolds is coming up too ahead of Bathurst this weekend.
All right. Hey, we're having a laugh on the show this week. We love it when people can't get things right and pronounce things right in the media. And Elton John. Came a cropper. trying to pronounce the word preposterousness.
Yes.
Can I buy a vowel? And it got us thinking about all the ones that you get wrong. And we're going to play you a few. But let's start with the great work of Elton John to get the ball rolling.
It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness of what had happened. It was that I realised there was a precedent for it. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness of what had happened.
All right, you get the idea. So we started racking our brains and working out who's got a bit of a game in this department.
Mm.
The first one we came up with was Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, because Donald Trump has given us a rich vocabulary.
Well, he knows
the
all the best words.
I have the best words. Have a listen.
She shouldn't treat the United States that way by saying, what an absurd. She said, absurd. That's not the right word to use. Absurd.
All 50 states to immediately waive all applicable state taxes as well. Despite these obstacles, Karen, the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous.
Shifting production to Thailand and to Vietnam.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
Your people cheer on some of the world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
There he is on song.
That is awesome.
What about
now,
John Travolta?
One of my favourites.
Well, okay, where are you going?
Well, I was going John Travolta at the Oscars.
Sure.
This is one of my favourites. When he tried to introduce Idina Menzel, let's have a listen to his pronunciation.
Sure. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazim.
What the hell's Adele Dazim?
Oh, bang.
That is nothing.
That's nothing good. That's
nothing like it.
3 out of 10. All right, what about Basil Semplis, who is one of the great sports commentators from the great state of Western Australia running for mayor, I believe.
Yeah,
good luck with all that. Here he is struggling with the name of a basketballer.
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs. Giannis Antetokounmpo was rejected for headbutting during the Bucks' penultimate regular season game against the Wizards.
They're going to toss him.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not good.
He should go straight to the NBAs and into the big leagues. We're still on sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Peter Vallandis?
Yeah.
A term or words that you think he really should be all over. But let's have a listen to his pronunciation of the great game.
An Australia without rugby league is not Australia. Rugby league has been a fabric of our society for hundreds of years, a tradition of rugby league. I believe rugby league provides an enormous economic stimulus. So the government will assess what economic stimulus rugby league has, ask them to consider the social benefits of rugby league.
Rugby league?
Oh, rugby league. Hey, we're staying with sport. Leon Cameron, who's the coach of the GWS, of course, has trouble saying the word equally.
Equally.
And we've made a montage.
Take a listen.
He's got some tricks that we really like, but equally he pressures the thing that he builds his game on. But equally the player has to buy in, and Brent has. He likes to grind his opponent down, and but equally I think he's actually working at his back craft. You know, we've come to expect that over the last 3 or 4 years, but then equally he got us going.
Everyone wants to win on the road, but equally you want to win in front of your home crowd.
It works both ways, he covers off for his teammates. But equally, he can push forward and do a little bit of damage.
Struggling.
Oh, I love it.
Which one are you going to pick out? Well, there's so many good ones.
What about Mel? You like Mel Walden. You're a fan
of
Mel
Walden. He was a great newsreader in Victoria for many years.
Oh, yeah.
We've both been alma maters at Channel 10.
Mm.
And this guy had struggled in particular with the word phenomenon.
That's it.
Yes.
Now to an out-of-this-world phenomenon. I hate this word. Phenomenon.
Phenomenon. I love his admission on air. It's so funny to see a newsreader.
He had a couple of run-ins with Phenomenon over the years. And what about our leader? Let's have a listen to our leader, Scott Morrison.
Ever since then, the CMFMEU, I'll try that one again. I keep changing it. Ever since then, with the CMFF. There you go. You know who I mean.
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah, that's right.
You get,
yeah,
the
you get
idea.
That in the end.
All right, we might have a couple more to play throughout you the bet. Show. What happens next, Dave?
David Reynolds!
Whoa!
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Will Anderson coming up soon. Got the Song Whisperer. We've got those flights thanks to Virgin to give away as well.
Good
it's
on you,
Kennedy
Virgin.
Molloy.
Yes, and this is the week of weeks for most guys I know in my circles. This is bigger than Christmas.
It's the grand final, isn't it?
Happy Bathurst Day, everyone. And especially because we'll... can't leave the house or go in person. Mm. This has got Couch Groove written
I love
all
this myself.
Over
I
it.
Cannot wait.
Here we go. It's Bathurst. Let's check in with a former winner. Not 3 years ago, this man took the chockies. It's Dave Reynolds. Hey. G'day, Dave. How goes?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Are you on deck? Are you on the mountain as we speak?
Yeah, I got here yesterday. I flew up. Well, my new co-driver, Will Brown, picked me up in his airplane.
What?
And, it's cool having a rich co-driver.
Did you buzz the tower? What did you do when you got there? Did you actually land on the mountain?
Yes.
Did
you... we got permission for a flyby and then we cruised past Mount Panorama.
And you were the co-pilot though, weren't you?
Yeah, I was a co-pilot. Yeah, wow. He gave me a little go and I was sweaty palms for about 3.5 hours. Yeah. But it was actually not too bad. It's better than driving 12 hours.
Did you do a shooey when you landed?
No.
Hey, did you have a call sign, like a really cool call sign, like like Maverick?
Goose. He's definitely a goose.
I had two. Mine were Butterbean. I was Butterbean once. And Mr. Percival.
He was
a very
so
cool penguin.
Hey, now you're lucky to be, you've got over the borders and, I mean, is that going to affect a lot of other drivers? What did everybody do to make sure they can all be in Bathurst with these ridiculous border closures?
So my engineer had to leave about 2 weeks ago. He went to a hotel quarantine in Sydney. But get this, he was so bored he ran, in 14 days he ran 125 kilometres in his hotel room.
See, I've been really bored, but it never occurred to me to do that. I've clocked a few Ks up between me and my couch and the bar fridge.
Yeah.
But there you
go.
Hey, tell us about the race. What are you doing? Are you going into this? You're 11th in the championship. Who cares? It's game on the mountain.
Go for it.
What's going to happen? Talk us through. Have you been testing yet? Have you had the car on the track?
No, mate, nothing's really happened yet. It's just media day and setup day and stuff. We're on the track tomorrow, so that's when all the action starts. So, yeah, I don't really know what's going to happen. Apparently,
there's
been about 90% chance of rain on Sunday. Oh. So,
now, you're pretty you won in the wet, didn't you? Is that true?
Well, you know, it was wet for most of it, but when we crossed the line, it was kind of dry for the last 30 laps. So,
here's my advice in the wet. Don't open the sunroof. Don't open the sunroof, and a fishtail's good. Whenever you feel like it, just hang the back out.
Why aren't you Dave's co-driver?
You should be.
Well, I told you before, it won't be long before you got the baby chair in the back seat, mate, as you go around and do it. Hey, quickly, before we get on to the baby stuff, so you're feeling confident. The old Penrite team are up and running, and it's a significant year because there's changes afoot. Am I right? You can't say too much. What's in the wind?
Admin changes.
Well, changes for your team next year, are you right? What's happening at home?
What are you doing? You're stirring up trouble. Come on.
You'll be in a barina next year? What are you doing?
At Holden Spark. I don't know when it gets announced, or it has been announced.
You'll announce it here on the show. What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know, but next year there'll be no Holden brand associated with supercars anymore, so we'll still run the cars probably in the same shape, so they'll all look the same and just won't have the badge of a Holden, which is quite
sad. They won't
be
called Holden. Do you have to make up a new name? Maybe we have a competition.
What about
the name of the cars?
What about like a
Mickey? Are you going? Is that where you're going with this?
No, I was thinking of like, you know, what about combi vans or something? Yeah. Like a combi van race.
They're too expensive. They're way too expensive.
They're too expensive?
Days.
I've got a Getz you can use. Do you want to use that?
You know, your Getz could be like the starting vehicle.
The
safety car comes out. The safety car.
What about a Toyota Tarangi?
Tarago.
Tarago.
Great idea.
Oh,
sounds good. Hey, I was just going to say it's a different format today, this weekend as well, because the camping grounds, which have for thousands of people who've been going for years and years, that's all not happening. And there's only maximum of 4,000 people per day. So everybody, you've got to strap yourself in. You'll probably be watching on the telly, and you can do that live stream through Foxtel and KO. And also, that's where you can watch it, isn't it? Oh, and on 10, of course.
And you better win because you're riding for three now, aren't you?
Yeah.
or is it not four?
No,
I don't
pressure.
Know. What's happening?
Well, it's technically two and a half because it's only half there yet.
Jane,
halfway
you've been,
there, and we're loving.
The action?
Well, I've been watching. I've been following the action. You might not have been, Davey, but I've been watching Dawn, so I can't get enough of her.
Thanks, Jane. She loves you. Big
well, fan. I love her and her beautiful baby. I've never seen a more superb baby bump in my life.
Oh, really? I'll tell them that.
Well, you had a little chat to the baby bump this morning, which I thought was really cute. Can we have a listen to this?
Yeah, have a listen, Dave.
Your mother is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, but she goes crazy from time to time.
Sounds like The Exorcist.
She's the most beautiful thing. Yes. Well,
can I give you some backstory on that?
Sure, please.
Yeah.
So obviously, I did that, and then she goes, "Can I record?" And I said, "Okay." And they said, swear on the kid's life that you'll never post it. Obviously, she's posted it, and now it's gone on national radio, so I'm going to be pissed off when I go off the phone.
There it is.
No, don't be embarrassed. It shows you are a beautiful dad to be, and that's what we love to see.
Hey, you've sounded worse than that. You've sounded worse than that
don't
on
worry.
Radio. Have we got to have a listen? Let's have a listen.
Talk about embarrassed.
To be honest,
that is a terrible voice.
Shut up. You're laughing at me. I'm naked. My car was amazing. Don't laugh at me. I'm going to kick you after this. My car looks really good.
That was Mick's idea, by the way, Dave.
That's terrible.
That's Mick.
Dave, come on. I'll pull a finger out. We'll all be barracking for you on the weekend.
We
want to see the Penrite team get up. We want to see you take the chockies. We want to see you, Stewie. We want
to
see
you break COVID
regulations.
And good luck to your new co-driver. Yeah, Will Brown.
Thanks
good luck to him
much.
Too.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Thanks
get the
me.
Job done, big fella. I'll be at home on the couch for the super cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. It's a big weekend.
Good luck, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
The return of Gruen, Will Anderson coming up soon.
We've got to take Craig's calling in. Hi, Craig. What's your stupid point?
Mate, just wanted to point out to you that Mr. Percival is actually a pelican, not a penguin.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, that's what I meant. Okay, it's a slip of the tongue.
Very different.
Right. I was taking my call sign, which has been two different ones.
What's the first one? Bubbly Jubbly?
Butterbean. Butterbean. And then Mr. Percival, which is from Storm Boy, everyone knows Craig is a pelican. So I said penguin. Give him a slab.
Slab of Brick Lane. Got the draft as a reward.
Never
for
call me
correcting
again.
Thank you, Craig. I think that's the second time you've been picked up today. Second time.
Hey, I've been up since 6. I didn't get to bed till 6. So.
You didn't go to bed till 6, which is ridiculous.
I'm watching American Politics, Jane. I'm trying to keep this show on.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
I'm not sure.
How's that working out for you?
Look out. Who's here?
That's the song.
Well, the only American amongst us who'd probably more interested than you, but he's not even interested in it because there's
I'm
no
not
hope.
Up and watching it.
Are you voting?
He's not.
I voted last week. The biggest issue happening right now in my family in America is that someone stole my mom's Joe Biden sign from the front yard.
Whoa.
I know. I called her. I said, "Mom, how's everything going?" She goes, "Do you know somebody stole my sign?" I said, "Oh, Mom."
That's a classic
Trump move. That's terrible.
They probably picked it up on the way while they were collecting all the post office boxes.
She got another one.
She got another one. All right, fire away. Synopsis, please.
Young love under a repressive regime. A wall between families, ideas, nations, states of consciousness. It's hope. It's love. It's menace. None of it matters. Because for one moment, one set of 24 hours, love triumphs. Uber alles.
Uber alles.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
That's a little bit of German overall.
Uga chugga. Uber alles.
That was a new Uber service. Uber alles.
Uber
goes. Alles. It's German.
German.
Have you got German heritage, Jay?
I sure do.
Which is French.
Müller's his last name.
Müller's like Smith in German.
Yeah. It is.
There's a lot of us.
Because you're partial to a bit of goose stepping, too. I've seen you around the office.
All makes sense now, doesn't it?
You would have been, look at you, you're giant, you're Aryan in many ways.
Definitely.
You would have been the Hitler youth.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Leader,
I don't think so. After he said his mum's Joe Biden sign's been stolen, I think that's a fair hint.
Yeah, brown shirt. You would adopt your parents here. For sure.
Jojo Rabbit style.
Under the bed, yeah, under the bed. Yeah. Hey, let's have a guess, shall we?
What do you think, Jane?
Knight of a Thousand Knives, you would have been.
I'm going to go Fooey's again. And is it?
Fooey's? What?
Yeah, there goes my hero. There
goes my hero. Why are you saying that? Watch him as he goes. What's the clue?
What a great song.
The clue is love, hope. Oh, I see. I see.
War between families.
I liked it. I liked it, Jane, but it's not right.
War between families.
Yeah.
Nations.
It's young love under a repressive regime, although I do think of the miners when I think of this song.
Come on, Dave, you have a crack.
What did you say? You said My Hero by the Foo. What about Compulsory Hero? You gotta go and be a hero.
What's this?
My goodness.
1927 was the band.
It is 1927. I know that voice.
You bring this show into disrepute every time. That's you.
I don't know why we've got on.
You and Jane are both on a yellow card for today's project.
Actually, we are, actually.
All right. Give us a call.
133353.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the big second hour, Will Anderson back on deck.
Awesome.
Big, we love him. A friend of the show.
Yeah.
The good news is Gruen is back up and running. It's
great news.
One of my favourite shows. Smart TV.
Yeah.
More of it, please. Anyway, we'll have a chat in a second. What else, Jane?
Oh, well, we go from Smart TV to Between the Sheets Let's talk about a priest who had a threesome on an altar.
Oh,
I'm fascinated by this.
That might get me back in the church.
Who knew that was going to happen?
Talking about the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think there was more than that happening on that altar. And I might have a chick flick alert for you. I've been warning you about this. But there's a new season of The Crown.
All right, let's get to the bottom
of that. And I'm trying
to
get you to watch it.
All right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much to get through, but let's start the song with a song whisperer.
Song Whisperer.
Synopsis, please, Jay.
Young love under a repressive regime. A wall between families, ideas, nations, states of consciousness. It's hope, it's love, it's menace. None of it matters because for one moment, one set of 24 hours, love triumphs. Uber alles.
I don't like the Uber alles bit.
Okay, I'm going to look
it
up.
A bit of German.
What does that mean?
I find it.
It means overall.
Overall.
Is it
overall.
Latin?
Uber
alles. Is it Latin?
It's German.
No, it's German.
Uber alles.
Oh, we had that conversation. Yeah, because I can speak Latin.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. God. Okay. Can you?
Quod bonum tenete. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Sit simple inflare.
And what does that mean?
They were just words from our school song. Don't ask me. All right, you got to guess there, Dave.
Is it, I was thinking about this during the commercial break. Is it the Eagles?
Oh, my God.
Is it Tequila Sunrise?
You and
Charles. It sounds Mexican.
You're trying to wind me up now.
That's very daring.
No, it's not Eagles, Dave.
Boo, Dave.
But yesterday, lots of messages, people wanting to know. Somebody, this is just one. This is just one example. I heard today on Sydney 104.9 that you don't include the Eagles on your Song Whisperer segment. I was just inquiring why that is. Well, here's a little bit how it went on yesterday's show.
Don Fry was overrated.
Who?
Did you say Don Fry?
Don Fry.
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Nah, Ken
don't
Fry.
Be stupid.
Is it Ken Fry?
If you say Air Fry,
Glenn Fry.
You're gone.
Well, shut up. I don't like the Eagles. That's the point.
Mate,
we tried to
make. But you've got to remember, our audience loves, and so do we.
Do
it's
they?
Very rude to
do
us.
Do they?
Yes.
What are we, Smooth FM all of a sudden, are we? What are we?
So
what's our target
band,
audience? They're the most overrated rock band in the history of rock.
And I think Rolling Stone, Mick, will agree with you because there are no less than 74 bands in front of Eagles on the all-time artist list.
I would put the Ted Mowery gang ahead of 74. Well, who's top?
74, who's Beatles. Top? Beatles number one.
Who's
Bob Dylan number two. Bob Dylan number two.
Bob Dylan, well done. Blood
I'll give you my top five Eagles of all time.
Yes, please.
Top five Eagles. Linda Ronstadt, she played with the Eagles in the 1970s. 1975.
Yeah,
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh, late arrival. Anytime. To cavalry came, but too late.
Number three, Swoop, the Philadelphia Eagles mascot. All right. Number two, Bald, as in the Bald Eagle. And okay. Number one, Tiger Woods, 1997 at the Phoenix Open on the 16th hole. Right.
Well, Tiger's got 152 yards. Should be just a nice, comfortable nine iron for him. They're going to go nuts when he hits this thing.
Greatest eagle of all time.
Such a great band.
Okay, that's it. Yellow card, yellow card, yellow card. Everyone in this studio and Jane at home today is on a yellow card.
I don't care what you say about it. Either do our audience.
That's all right, let's get into it.
It's not the Eagles, just to confirm.
April, where are you calling from, April?
Calling from Wonga Park, just outside of Melbourne.
Awesome. Just outside. Are you outside the range?
That's a nice
spot,
Wonga Park.
Are you allowed to have a drink and stuff? Or?
No.
She's
still in the Melbourne.
Right. Wonga Park sounds like a dud.
Sounds like, no, it doesn't.
It sounds like a dud, Jane. It sounds like the place.
Hang on, just called, don't
it's park
speak
onto
like
the end
that.
So people
calm
think it's,
down. Calm down. Have you ever got a nice big backyard in Wonga Park?
Yes, we do. And we've got kangaroos too.
Whatever. What's your guess?
It's 99 red balloons.
You've really gone with the German thing, haven't you?
I've gone the look balloons instead of the red.
Thank you.
What a cliche.
Have I ever sung that at karaoke? Have I ever?
You should. In the traditional German. Not
Jay?
Correct. Not correct.
Bad luck, April.
That's a shame.
Archie's on the line. Archie?
Yes, Mickey, go Tigers. Yeah. I reckon.
Give him a slab. Slab of Brick Lane coming your way. There it is, Jeff.
Base slugger would be awesome. The Scorpions, Wind of Change.
Oh, yeah. German band. Scorpions.
Sounds a bit eagle-y to me.
But they're kind of a hard rock band, so this is their big ballad. Like they,
it doesn't sound
not
like it,
known for this sort of music.
I told you before, the amazing podcast Wind of Change, which is about the theory that this song was actually written by the CIA to bring down communism.
That's right.
Check it out.
I remember that's true.
Brain
it
hurt.
Is true.
Check
it
out. Quoting
it's
Latin.
Not Scorpions.
We've gone German. Now
let's
I'm
keep
getting
going.
A history of...
Sorry, Archie.
Sorry, Archie.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Yeah, let's hear what your suggestion is. Hey, oh, another Tiger supporting me.
I think we're all into it now. Give him a slap.
Let's go to Tiger.
All right. Okay, that would be the repressive regime clue. Okay. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
No.
Oh, dang.
Look at that. All right. Hey, sorry. Mick, where are you calling from?
Coral.
You know what? I love Coral. That's where we filmed the climactic scenes of Cracker Jack.
Oh, no kidding.
Up there.
I've never seen you there,
mate. What a great place it was. And at the time, I think, a very small town with a population of about 2,000 and 8 pubs.
Yeah.
It was a ripper. Me and Bill Hunter had a pub crawl every night in a tiny country town.
Good
sir. Righto, Mick, what do you got?
It's not David Bowie China Girl, is it?
Well, I like that thinking to me because it's another repressive regime, isn't it?
So close.
Ooh, one of those guys correct. We covered in in our Great Singers Bad Filmmaking episode. Remember, there's no good David Bowie film. Oh, I saw one the other day.
Did we think there was one?
I found one the other day. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, all
let's keep moving. I think we've got to
hurry up.
Come on,
let's go to Jeff. G'day, Jeff.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, Jeff. I'm feeling confident.
Yeah,
what do you think
it is?
I'd say it's David Bowie's Heroes.
Heroes. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day. Great song, by the way.
Amazing song. And Jeff is correct.
Oh,
he's right.
No, I'm giving up.
I'm just going straight into it.
Jeff, bang.
You got
yes.
it.
Yes.
Mate, I dispute that he's a bad actor as well.
Yeah, so do I, Jeff. I'm
just
on your
you
side.
Just cost you a slap, mate.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did.
I'm giving it to you.
What
I'm
you do
giving
have,
you the slap.
What you do have, thanks to Virgin Australia.
Hang on, this is even better. Wait.
Yeah, you've got return domestic economy flights coming for you and a friend, so you've got 12 months validity sitting on this. So take your time, plan where you want to go within the Virgin Australia network. Jeff, you have won the Song Whisperer today, and here is the song now.
At least we get to play the song.
Yeah, there's a German version of this song too. No,
David Hasselhoff does it.
Written in Germany, in Berlin.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. ever been there? Well, let me check.
Will Anderson next. Stand by, everyone.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Attention. Alert. Attention. Nerd alert. The nerds are taking over.
What a nerd.
Time to sound the nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Got a new opener. Yeah. Hey, before we move on, the film I was thinking about, David Bowie, I said he was in one good film. Well, you be the judge, but I saw The Last Temptation of Christ recently.
Was he in that?
Which is a weird-ass film.
Yeah.
And he's playing Pontius Pilate. Played the bad guy.
Oh. You say he was like a very flamboyant Pontius Pilate.
Well, he's in a skirt. It's David Bowie. Yeah, I reckon that's how they sold it. It's Roman, you're in a skirt.
That's right.
Sign me up.
Maybe he just wandered onto set.
Yeah.
But he looked great, and it was a good scene where he's been just about to, you know, wreak havoc.
Still can't believe he's gone, you know, David Bowie. Like, he's just one
people
of those artists.
Loved him.
Oh, my God.
People loved him so much. Like, they just said he was, they just laughed with him. He was really funny. They had such a great friendships with him.
Yep. Exactly right.
Pretty cool.
Sad. What a loss.
All right, now, let's go from David Bowie to James.
The other cool to the other end, one of the coolest men on the face of the planet, to James Blake.
Glad to be here.
James, what have you got? Now, we did Nerd Alert earlier. Oh, by the way, we're still waiting for Will.
Yeah.
So
Will, we connection problems there. He'll be coming in.
Satellite to move into place and we'll get in there soon.
We'll get to him. All good.
In the meantime, though.
Now, I am missing flying so much. And anything to do with flights. Qantas was selling their old booze trolleys.
That's right. Yeah. You wanted one.
Stacked with wine. I wanted one and they all went like that. What else have they got up their
sleeve? You've been walking around the house in your Qantas pyjamas, haven't you?
Oh, look, I have because I'm
You've got plenty of those too.
I want to get one of the flight attendants' uniforms. That would be my next thing.
Well,
I would love that.
One of the little buttons that you get and the hostie comes by. Yeah.
This might reveal a bit too much about me, but one night on the wines I was on eBay and I looked at Qantas uniforms and you can get for your children little hostie and stewards outfits if you want.
Yeah, there's not for my children, it's for me.
Yeah, they don't
what's this for book week, is it?
They don't have adult size yet. But in the Qantas fashion realm.
What's happening in Qantas? Why would you bring that up?
Well, I'm an av geek, so my nerdiness knows no bounds, and this one just goes into the fashion arena as well. They've announced a new set of merchandise. That are in the sort of hundreds of dollars realm. You're looking at a T-shirt that's $150 that just has the Qantas logo on it, but it's a limited edition.
They give you pajamas for free, and then sting you $100 for a T-shirt.
What about a cashmere sweater for $425?
A cashmere sweater that says Qantas?
No, it just has the roux on it.
What?
Yeah, Jesus or a beach tote for $350.
Okay.
No? Okay.
And do I get a free trip to the Chairman's Lounge? Where's the Chairman's Lounge?
What's happening?
Do you know what they should do? Even though the planes aren't flying, they should still open the Chairman's Lounge.
Yeah.
So you can just go out there and have a drink.
Just
look at all the abandoned planes. It would be great.
Okay, I wasn't going to do that, but since you...
Okay.
Who wants to get their Qantas merch? You know what I wouldn't mind? A captain's uniform. You'd love that, Jane. Who's the guy you're infatuated with?
The flight...
Flight centre guy.
Flight centre.
Oh, yeah, the captain.
We were doing
I'm
who...
I'm pretty partial to him.
Yeah.
But his changes up. He gets younger and younger, you know. They keep changing them up. I like the older man.
Just a quick one to take us out.
Yeah.
What's happening in the world of chess?
Big news in the chess world. Oh. Igor Rausis was a former grandmaster. That's as high as you can go as a chess player.
I know, mate.
Yeah, sorry. I apologise. And he was booted for cheating. However, he's been caught...
What, cheating at chess?
Yes.
What's he done? Tipped the board over when he was losing? Oh,
very hard to do.
He was spotted in the toilet during a match looking up moves. And so someone busted him and he lost his title. He has been caught in Latvia in a tiny chess tournament, disguising himself, trying to win a $1,600 prize.
He's a chess shark. He goes, you know, this is the first time I have played this game. How does it work? And then whooshka, bang, bang, bang. All right, get out. Thank you. When we come back, Will Anderson on deck.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's the year everything stopped, except advertising. And there's only one cure for ad nauseam, a new season of Grunt.
Just own it.
I can't see how this doesn't work.
As marketing secrets are unmasked faster than a conspiracy theorist in a Bunnings.
Because that's a breach of the Charter of Human Rights.
And if you find a show with more ads on the ABC, we'll beat it by 10%.
Ah, well, and we'd like to welcome to the show Will Anderson. Oh, we haven't seen you for a long time. Will, the host of Grunt.
Thank you very much.
Where are you coming from today? Yeah. We had a little technical difficulty, and I'm looking at you now. You look like Joe Biden in his basement. What are you? Where are you? What are you doing?
I've got a little bunker living going on, don't I, Mickey? It does look a little like that. And the idea of getting these lines connected from here, it's been a very confronting 24 hours because we taped our first episode of Gruen last night, done. Season 12, as Jane said. And
tonight.
I've been making television in that studio for 19 years since we started doing The Glass House, always in front of a studio audience. And yes. Last night, for the very first time, there was no studio audience there.
Wow. And
so I do about a 2.5-minute monologue at the start of the show. And about 30 seconds into it, even if you don't watch the whole show, just watch the first 30 seconds as it dawns on me there's still another 2 minutes of this to go. Because time slows down. Aww. I'm like, oh, my God, there is just – like sometimes when there's 250 people in there, no one laughs at the jokes either. But when no one's laughing at any of them.
Well, wouldn't your co-hosts help there? You've got Todd Sampson, of course.
Watch out for him.
Yeah.
He's
Russell Howcroft.
Well, both of you are on air co-conspirators bothering at the moment. Russell used to be on our show but did a runner, now hosts a breakfast show in Melbourne. And Todd Sampson comes on the show and just swears every time, 3 times in a row.
Are you aware of this?
Have you got it, Dave?
Yeah,
have a listen.
This is me dumping him.
You would be aware for the last 2 times you've appeared on our show, you have dropped the magic.
No, Mick, I am trying not to do that. So I'll leave you with this. Fuck you.
Okay. As we do with Todd every other time.
He lives on the edge of this man.
Anyway, good.
Herding
cats over there at the moment on Gruen. I should point out 8:30 tonight, ABC. What can we expect? Because I'm out here. I love your show. I look forward to it. I miss it when it's not on. It's smart. I always learn something. What's going on in advertising? Here's one for you. How has COVID affected advertising? Has it dropped off? Have they changed their attitude? Mm. Is there any seismic shift for you?
Well, we're going to look at a little bit of that tonight. Obviously, at the start, it was we're all in this together. But as people in Victoria know, that quickly went away, didn't it? The idea of us all being in it together. So that was the initial messaging that we had on the show was all around this idea that this is this thing that we're all experiencing together. But we're not.
We're not.
All going through the same thing in very, very different individual ways. And the advertising reflects that because from state to state, we're going to look at the government messaging tonight. And in Western Australia, their COVID ads are like, so when you're at your barbecue with 50 people, make sure you don't high five. And you're like, Victorian ads are like, stay inside your house. Yeah. And then there is the advertisers themselves who've taken advantage of the moment. Most of them don't mention it. It's always about we're here for you in these times, in these troubled times, in these scary times, in these unprecedented times. But then we found this mob called Burns for Blinds from Adelaide who've just decided that a global pandemic is the perfect time to sell cheap blinds, and they've just jammed it into their advertisements. They're like, have you heard the news? Blinds prices are down. That's not the news, Burns for Blinds. There is other news.
Well, because some businesses have been affected, and we work here in both TV and radio, not so much on the ABC, but advertising, we do or die or live and die based on advertising. So it's been a hard road to navigate, but there's been quite a few who have benefited this, which sadly are all the richest people in the world.
It's so
your
annoying.
Amazons and your Googles and your Uber Eats and all.
Yeah.
Basically, anything you can do from home, is that a fair comment? Is a good ticket to be on? Zoom?
Yeah.
Like we're doing right friggin' now?
Not outdoor advertising, Vicky. As you may have seen if you've gone out of your house in Melbourne recently, a tram that's still advertising my comedy festival shows from April. Because nobody else wants to advertise on the tram, and it costs the tram company too much to take the old ads down and replace them with blanks.
Our TV show, the front bar, we were going to take out one big billboard, knowing there's no traffic in Melbourne, and just each week take a picture out the front of what it's on and change it every week. So,
good idea.
It was just, there's great bargains to be had. You can get them for nothing at the moment.
Yes, and what advertisers have done is try to capture the moment if their product works in this moment. So next week we're going to look at soap because that's a big one. So soap was the original advertiser. Of course, that's where soap operas come from. They were the sponsors in between the stories back in the days. And
literally you're going to talk about soap.
we're going to talk about soap because during the pandemic, soap was suddenly back. You know, soap had a moment where it's suddenly like no one cares about us.
Hand sanitizer is the new soap.
I've had this ad where they were like, we don't even care which soap you use as long as you use soap. And I'm like, that is the most insincere line in the history of advertising. But it's really just them saying, oh, my God, we're back. People need to use us again.
Yeah. My favourite, okay, let's go. Favourite soap out of all time.
Velvet.
No, the ad on the plane. Imperial leather. In the bath. Yes. Barbados looks nice. And the plane, is it?
George. Take me to,
Yeah. What is it?
It was for Imperial Leather.
Imperial Leather.
Yes.
Thank you. There you go. All right. Well, soap, that looks good. What else is going on? How are you?
Well, you've got your podcasts on too, and your latest guests include Zoe Norton Lodge, Todd Sampson. Well, you know him well. Ben Lee and Charlie Pickering. Well, we know those people. That's great. And you tweeted today that Jimmy Barnes is one of your dream guests for Willosophy. Jimmy's pretty open to doing stuff, knowing Jimmy. He's surely going to say
This is the thing. He's so gettable. He's on everything. You can't turn on the radio or the TV without seeing Jimmy Barnes flogging his book at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, you know, he's doing songs at night on like the internet. And like, he is so available. Do you understand what it's like when you can't book someone who is so available? Like, it's like I'm the only person that he's not getting back
hilarious.
To.
Have you seen his book? He's now available in a talking book version and screaming book version. So if you really want to get it.
Hey,
Will, we love having you on the show. It's been too long. If you've got the technology, drop in from time to time and just say good day to us. We'd love to hear what you're up to. 8:30 tonight, Gruen. I will be parked in front of the TV in the usual
ABC
position.
And iView. You can watch it all tonight on the ABC. Thank you very much, Will Anderson.
Good on you, mate. Cheers.
Will Anderson joining us there. Yeah, that's right. 8:30 tonight on ABC and iView. Check that. It's Gruen.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick, you've had a shocker today.
I beg your pardon.
You've been corrected three times and you're going to be corrected again.
I'm a radio legend.
We were talking about soap ads, and your favourite was the one when they're on a plane and the.
The Bermuda, please. Jeeves.
Imperial leather. No, well,
Imperial leather was the soap, and it was a 747. And they're sitting in a spa bath on their
Jason
own.
Jason wants to correct you. Hello, Jason. Where were they heading? Was it Bermuda?
Hey, Jane, how are you?
Good.
Unfortunately, it's not Bermuda. Mickey, I think he's just a bit sleep-deprived, that's all. I believe the line was, Roger, Tahiti looks nice.
Tahiti looks nice.
Case of Brick Lane.
Brick Lane for Jason.
All right.
I just have one more thing?
Yeah, well.
Yep.
Clearly, Jane, you're irreplaceable because you had Monday off and they couldn't replace you. And for Mickey, every time Mickey has a day off, I replace him.
Yeah, I know. Well, thanks for pointing that out, Jason. You giant dick.
He gets it. We've got a bit of another flag going on. Let's go to Paul.
Paul.
This is on the same ad where it was Tahiti, wasn't it? But the guy's name wasn't Roger. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, the guy's name was Simon.
That's right, Simon Tahiti.
Hey, quick, put Jason back on. Put Jason back on.
Jason, it was Simon.
Hey, Jason, you're a knob. You're a giant knob. 50-50. Guess who else got it wrong, buddy?
I've got the ad if you want to hear it.
Tell you what, you're replaceable.
Let's hear it.
Have we got it?
Yeah.
Tahiti looks nice.
Simon Tahiti.
Roger.
Hey!
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Neds, where you can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with the Neds filter form, neds.com.au.
And is there a better week to get on the punt in this country than this week? Because you've got the Caulfield Cup in Melbourne, you've got the Everest in Sydney, you've got your Neds app in your hand, and you can do the lot. It's your one-stop shop. Mm.
I've got it in my hand now. I'll tell you what I'm looking up. I'm looking up the huge race that's happening on the weekend at Randwick, the Everest.
Yes, indeed.
Already got earlier odds in. Favourite at 4:20 is Nature Strip.
Ooh, I like it.
Got, and I've just noticed too, horse number 5, Behemoth. That's a good one. You love that word, don't you?
I tried to enter a horse called Behemoth because I've got one and they said it's already taken.
It's already taken. It's running in the gigantic
Is there a horse called Keep It Moist?
I beg your pardon.
Jane, I know you hate that word, but there is a horse called Keep It Moist. Dave, hit it.
They're off and racing now. And Dash for Viz, slow to move from the outside with Translation and Keep It Moist. And the big Steelers trapped out wide. Two New Beginning and Aranosis. A couple of the favourites there. They're well back in the field, followed by Keep It Moist, King Cobweb, but it's Run Diego and Emboldened at the 200 metres. And now Dash for Viz. But Aranosa out in the middle of the course, swaps them all. The favourite comes away. Aranosa beat Dash for Viz. Further back in the field was Palmyra Boy, Jackori Jim. Spectre didn't come on, and then came Keep It Moist.
Oh, what did you know?
Jane. I tell you what, if that horse won and I owned it, I'd be moist.
Okay.
There it is.
And you've got your T-shirt too. Stop.
Hey, we love you, Neds. It's the best in the business when it comes to apps. You punch in the information.
So easy to use.
It'll give us back, it'll give you your perfect matches. It'll sort them out. Yeah. So it's like racing Tinder. Get on board. What a week.
All right,
any
Neds.
Information you need, go to neds.com.au.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's another show for the day. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy.
Oh, it's good to wind down after another cracker.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Great show, by the way.
I have to go home and apologise to my boys.
You,
it's just a dream. I told you.
But
it's just
I
a
know,
dream.
But you, when you're 8 years old, it doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl. You just don't even, you can't get that concept of it's only a dream.
Well, I know.
Although I'm still more disturbed by Dave's dream about his dog, to be honest.
I don't know. And I
what was
up,
it again, Dave?
So Marty, because he sleeps next to me of a night on the temper mattress. That you provided. Thank you.
Oh, this is a sad.
You're better than Eddie McGuire at getting plugs in.
What a sad life.
And I dreamt that I was on a cliff. And looking out, it was like, 100 metres below, and I just let him go. I just dropped him, and he was sort of flailing all the way down.
Well,
and
I'd be
so
looking
upset.
That up.
I was
in
so
your
upset.
Dream.
What does it mean?
I had a boxer called Max, which I'm very young, and for a joke, I threw a stick off a cliff, not thinking he would
chase it.
He did. He jumped off.
Beg your pardon?
Oh, yeah, no, I told this story.
Oh, rest in peace, Max.
It's just down at Canadian Bay Beach in Mount Eliza. Well, it was my fault. So I then had to, he hurt his leg badly and was bleeding.
So I
had to carry him all the way to the vet. So I had to carry this massive dog all the way to about 2.5 miles to the vet. Where he said, what happens? I said, I'm a stupid dog. Chase something.
Threw a stick over a cliff.
I threw a stick over a cliff. I didn't think he was going to do it, did I?
Hey, see, that's your childhood. Well, how about Jim Jeffries and how about Steve Waugh?
Steve Waugh. Steve Waugh. Former Australian cricket captain. Do you reckon we could get him to break into song?
Oh.
Like Steve Smith?
I don't
Smith?
Think so.
Come on.
I've never seen Venice or slow dance on the Paris lights. And I've never seen Niagara Falls stood inside the prison walls where Cash recorded live.
Oh, here we go.
Because I've seen you put songs on and you're singing words that are wrong.
You know what? That's an improvement. I know. Your cowbell's better.
Way improved.
Can we actually find one day what that song is supposed to be? Like
the original? Good call.
Yeah, I get the original because it's just
we'll play it by the end of the week.
Yeah, that's a country and western.
All right, we're done.
We are. Okay. So that'll be huge tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. Country and western. Talk to you tomorrow. Drive you home again with Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.